Hey, sucker, you're listening to Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Sucker, huh? I don't know. Some days. Some days, maybe. Hey, friends. I should turn that down, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. Hey, welcome to Free Range Radio. It is Thursday night, so it's steel-belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? My name's Jeff, and I'm live in the studio. It feels like it's been a while. Haven't been doing this a lot lately, but, you know, it's summertime, and summertime is such a precious thing. Sometimes you just feel like, well, you can't spend too much of it talking to yourself in a radio station. So sometimes, you know, we need a little day off, and that's what's been happening lately. But I hope that you've been doing well. Hope you've been catching stuff. I know there was some weirdness. There was some hijinks, some gremlins on the air last week. But you know, you know that today's not going to run any smoother, right? But at least you're here. And let's have some fun. We do have a bunch of new music and a bunch of things to talk about, and we do have a bunch of time. If there's anything that you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, we can definitely get it on for you today. And you know, if you want to chat, you want to hang out, you want to do something, sure, give me a call. I do want to talk briefly, not too much, about the spectacle that went on in town last weekend. Absolutely incredible. Were you at the world the world next door? I almost did it. Were you at the Interstellar Rodeo? It was in a way like the world next door because it was diverse and amazing, but it was unlike the world next door in that people came. And lots of them, it looked like, and absolutely everybody that I talked to seemed to be having the time of their lives, and I was certainly among those. You know, I love to complain. If you've met me, if you've heard this show, if you've been around me, if you've, you know, even know someone who knows me, you know that I love to complain. I love to find things to complain about because I care, and I want to make things better. And so sometimes complaining, you know, feels like sometimes I feel like people might listen and things might get better. I know that to be, you know, a bit of a pipe dream. So, you know, but, you know, allow me. Anyway, my point was that I have nothing to complain about at the world next door, except for one thing. All of my complaints that I usually have about that other festival or other festivals in general seem to have been addressed by the folks at the world next the world. See, I keep doing it. The Interstellar Rodeo. And it was just remarkably good. The only thing I complain about is make sure you have good MCs, because that wasn't the case on Sunday. But other than that, everything was great, and it was a good time. I want to play a couple of things from the Interstellar Rodeo, including here. I'll play you this. This is from the band that capped things off, and you know, they're just always so great. I mean, you don't go to their show expecting something new and dazzling and different. It's always the same thing, and it's always amazing. And they just never seem to disappoint. Such was the case last Sunday night at the old Interstellar Rodeo. It's, of course, Canada's band, Blue Rodeo. I want to play you something. They played a couple of tracks off of their first record, including, of course, the one song that I would be perfectly happy to never hear again is Try. But, of course, they did it in the obligatory encore section. Nobody at the entire festival did an encore except for Blue Rodeo, and they had to come back and do the one song that I would be perfectly happy if they never did again. Oh well. So we're not going to play that one. We're going to play one. I'm just going to play it. Okay. But I want to play the remixed version. Have you heard the remixed version of Blue Rodeo's first record? I like it. I like it a lot. I'll play something off that. Here's Blue Rodeo. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio. She sees the world through
yeah, free, y'all, give me your blood.
Ah, that's Rhiannon Giddens there from the Carolina Chocolate Drops from her solo record, Tomorrow's My Turn. We heard Up Above My Head. She was great. Great out at the Interstellar Rodeo on the weekend. Really enjoyed her set, actually. And before that, The Lone Bellow. That's one of the few acts that I really didn't know a whole lot about. I certainly, by watching them, I realized that I heard a bunch of their songs before. But to be honest with you, I didn't really like the songs that I'd heard before, but almost everything else they did, I thought was fantastic. And they were just so much fun to watch that it was pretty hard to be down on The Lone Bellow. We heard something off their new record, Then Came the Morning. And we heard something from the Great Blue Rodeo, from the album Outskirts, the remixed version. We heard Rose Colored Glasses, and that Lucy was a Greg Keeler song and not a bad one. Hopefully you didn't mind, cause that was pretty great. And super fun to hear. Last weekend at the old Interstellar Rodeo, they're coming back. They're doing it again, which is great. And a listener, Ian, and I were bugging Luke Doucette, trying to get him on our side to help us avoid a potential Trout Forest Interstellar Rodeo conflict next year. And Luke says that he would imagine that they'll be able to avoid that snag, which is pretty promising, if you ask me. I'm hoping that he comes through with that because the Trout Forest Music Festival looks like it's later next year, and that's just because of the goofy way that that they count they count weekends. You know, most people would consider the August long weekend to be the first weekend in August, but if you look at it, August next year doesn't start until Monday. So technically it's part of the long weekend, but the first is not on a weekend, so the Trout Forest people don't count that as the first weekend of August. You see where I'm going with this? So whereas, the first weekend of August would usually include the first on the Saturday or the Sunday or maybe even before that, next year it doesn't. So the first weekend of August is actually August 6th and 7th, which is right around where the Trout Forest Music Festival usually is, but now it's the first weekend of August. You see, you following me? So the second weekend of August would be the 13th, 14th next year, which is when the Trout Forest Music Festival would be. So we're hoping that the Interstellar Rodeo also follows that convention and runs on the 20th and 21st of August. You see what I mean? Let's hope that all works out because I'd hate to have to choose between the two now because they're both so absolutely incredible. Two near perfect festivals. You know, there's so little to complain about I'm blown away. I'm amazed. I'm loving it. Anywho, I want to play a couple of things here. Well, let's play some new music. Let's get into some of that stuff. We got some new Patty Griffin. We'll play a new Patty Griffin song. Got some surprising new Josh Ritter. Did you hear Josh Ritter's last record? His mopey divorce breakup record. It had some beautiful stuff on it, but not overly lively. And it seems that Josh got the message and he's gone like completely lively, perhaps, on this new record. We'll play something off of that in a couple of minutes here. Got a couple of other new things over there. Maybe we'll throw in maybe some new Lindy Ortega, maybe some new Noel Gunderson, perhaps. I want to play something first, though, from our pal Shannon Lyon. He's been in Ontario for about a year now and is getting set up and things seem to be working out real well for him. He's getting cozy and says he's busier than ever and super happy to be there. And I'm sure we'll hear lots of things that he's producing. But we've also got a few new songs. He's got a new again, a growing album on the Bandcamp called Shoreline, which has three terrific new songs on it, and I want to play one of those. And after that, I want to play something from a guy who Shannon produced before his previous record, which was great. But this time out, this guy has gone and gotten another favorite of ours to produce. His new record, A Dozen Hearts, is produced by Ron Hawkins of The Lowest of the Low. And it sounds fantastic. It sounds really, really great. So we'll play something from that guy in just a minute. His name's Merle. But first, here's something from Shannon Lyon from his new thing on Bandcamp. Shannon Lyon with a Y .bandcamp.com. Pick it up. Shoreline. Here's a beauty called Solitude. Still About the Radio. Shannon? Oh, that's why. See, I haven't been here in a while, so I forget how things work. See, you have to turn the channel on before people can hear it.
Watch the world through a window, drive by the lights of the general stores. I'm a sailor, I've been drifting for many years, but I don't always feel so strong. I lay my life out in a song. Oh, it's all I have to do. She paid the price for loving me, but I trade all those memories for another day, another night. She made me laugh, she made me cry. I didn't think that I'd get through, but now I'm living out here in solitude, oh baby, 'cause it's all I know how to do. When the turns, I hit the road, chase another story told. And I don't know where I sleep tonight, but I got my old trusty pocket knife. I've been playing the same guitar since I started back in 94. And oh, it's a good friend of mine. She paid the price for loving me, but I trade all those memories for another day, another night. She made me laugh, she made me cry. I didn't think did I get through, but now I'm living out here in solitude, oh baby, 'cause it's all I know how to do. It's all I know how to do.
Hey, this is Shannon Lyon, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio at 101.5 UMFM. Should've seen it coming, should've known that I was wrong.
Take it from me. Oh, 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 mama got a look at you and got a little worried. The papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The pastor got a look and said, y'all had better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. And now you come back saying you know a little bit about every little thing they ever hoped you'd never figure out. Eve ate the apple because the apple was sweet. Kind of God would ever keep a girl from getting what she needs. And I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Now people cross the street when you walk in their direction. Talk between the teeth and throw in epithets. And the doctor thinks the devil must have got you by your senses. But to live the way you please doesn't sound like possession. It's 4 long years studying the Bible. Infidels, Jezebel, Salomas and Delilahs. Back off the bus in your own hometown. So you didn't like but then you probably won't like me now. But I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. All the men of the country club, the ladies of the Zillow are talking about love like it's apple pie and liberty. To really be a saint, you gotta really be a virgin, dry as a page of the King James Version. No la las, no hell yeses, no I can't wait. So gotta see you again, says turn the other cheek, take no chances. Jesus hates your high school dances. So they sent you off to Bible school. You learned a little more than they had heard was in the golden rule. Be good to everybody. Be a strength to the weak. Be a joy to the joyful. Be the laughter and the grief. And give your love freely to whoever that you please. Don't let nobody tell you about the who you ought to be. And when you get damned in the popular opinion, it's just another damn of the damns you're not giving. I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Mama got a look at you and got a little worried. Papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The pastor got a look and said, y'all had better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. And now you come back saying you know a little bit about every little thing they ever hoped you'd never figure out. The Red Sea, the Dead Sea, the Sermon on the Mount. If you want to see a miracle, watch me get down now. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. Ready to get down, getting ready to get down. We'll be right back.
And that right there is a reading from the Poor Man's Bible, brand new from our pal Mike June. You hear Jess Klein wailing away on that song. Man, that's good. The new album is called Poor Man's Bible, and it's crazy good is what it is. And I've been listening to it for a while now. I got a sneak preview. It's not all ready and stuff. They got to do all the mixing and mastering and all that junk. And that costs money. So Mike wants you to pre-order a copy. And once I start playing the heck out of this record, you're going to want a copy. So, you know, let's just save ourselves some time and you can go order it right now. Go to MikeJune.com and click on the F Kickstarter, link and check it out. Honestly, you know, Mike's my pal, so I would tell you to buy it anyway, probably, but I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't hype it like this if I didn't think that it was friggin' amazing, and I do. So I think you should go and request a copy, you know? You can pay the standard $10 for the download, or you can pay a little more for a CD, or there's posters, there's vinyl copies, there's all kinds of stuff, Personally, now don't tell Mike I said this, but personally, I think that some of the incentives are a little out of whack. Like $100 for a vinyl copy. I mean, it's worth it. Don't get me wrong. And if you got $100 and you want to send it, that's great. But you know, you could probably negotiate them down on the vinyl. I've thought about it, but I'm just too scared. So you should do it for me because $100 seems a bit much, you know? Fall from Grace there, brand new from Mike June. Check out MikeJune.com. Order yourself a copy. It is crazy good. We heard something new from Josh Ritter. He's in party mode, I guess. Getting ready to get down, Josh Ritter. After that sleepy last record, he is, he's getting ready to get down with his new record, Sermon on the Rocks, which is coming out soon. And sounds like it's going to be fun stuff. If you want though, if you like that sleepy last record, and that's not to say it's bad, it's just a little sleepy. That last record, you can order it from Yep Rock Records for $5 right now. The CD, $5. It comes with a free download of the record, $5. Yeah, I did. Okay, so go check that out at Yep Rock. .com. Brand new Lindy Ortega in there before that. She's got a new record called Faded Gloryville. We heard Someday Soon. And cool record. You know, I was looking up the credits to see who produced this thing because, you know, she's been working with Colin Linden, and she does again, but something interesting on this record, there are three sections to this record, all produced by and recorded in different locations. So the first section, you get Colin Linden in there with his usual crew. Then you got some sessions recorded in Muscle Shoals with Ben Tanner and John Paul White of the Civil War. So that's a neat combo, huh? And then you got some Nashville sessions with Dave Cobb. So pretty neat little recording there, brand new from Lindy Ortega. It is available in your stores right now. We heard something from Patty Griffin. She's got a new record coming out called Servant of Love. We heard Writer of Days. Something brand new from Noah Gunderson in there. He's got a new record called Carry the Ghost. We heard Show Me the Light. Something new from Merle, from a record called A Dozen Hearts, produced by Ron Hawkins. We heard Soapbox and Shannon Lyon in there as well. From his new thing, Shoreline, we heard Solitude. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about a terrible plague that is affecting people all over the place. That we have to rally against coming up after these.